Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, Cowboys Nation, and welcome to another episode of the Cowboys Can Fan Podcast, brought to you by FanSided and the official podcast of thelandryhat.com. On today's episode of the podcast, we discuss Dallas Cowboys staying focused on the prize throughout the rest of this offseason, drafting Bijan Robinson if he falls to number 26 in the NFL draft, and our biggest needs on offense and defense. You're listening to this episode right now because you've downloaded it via audio podcast and you're hearing this intro, which is not on the actual live episode. So if you want to get a visual companion to this audio podcast that you're listening to, come join us on youtube.com/CowboysCanFanPodcast or just search Cowboys Can Fan on YouTube or Cowboys Can Fan Podcast. We will pop up. We do a live show every Wednesday at 6 p.m. PST, 8 p.m. CST, 9 p.m. EST, and also on Sundays, generally at 3 p.m. PST, 5 p.m. CST, 6 p.m. EST. So we'd love for you to come hang out, join our live chat. We have an engaging group of Cowboys fans that always come and hang out and share their thoughts, tell us if we're right or where we're wrong. So it's a lot of fun. We'd love for you to come join us. You can also check us out on all the social medias at Cowboys Can Fan. We're mostly on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And yeah, that's about it. I don't think there's anything else I need to mention to you. Oh, except for make sure to go check out the Grid Network. That's GRYD and the word network. If you like more than just the Dallas Cowboys, you want to hear more brilliant minds have conversations and share their thoughts on sports in general, you need to go check out the Grid Network. So do that. And I think that's it. That's all for me. Let's get into the podcast.
Hot mics!
Hot mics!
Hot mics, all, hot mics.
All in the same studio.
I love it. I love being back in studio, baby.
Yep.
You're gonna give me my shot first before anything.
I'm gonna turn that back up.
Yeah, get it going. That, yeah. Philly sucks, baby.
Philly sucks!
Philly sucks!
What up, fellas? We back, baby. We are back up in the hizzy. These Sunday episodes, I'm digging them.
Yeah, I like to call them Sunday services.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. That's funny. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well. I went and saw John Wick 4 alone.
Oh, crack him!
Crack him if you got him for that solo show.
Crack him if you got him. I know. Well, now that Adam is...
Crack him, baby. Crack him if you got him, son.
Crack him if you got him, son. Now that Adam cares more about his kids than me.
Well, yeah, before you talk about the movie, so we're doing this is a weird time for us. And Ad, give us, before AJ gives his... I know AJ has a little story, so we're going to do a little story time. Why are we early today?
Okay, so
and why are we only going to be... we're very cut and dry today. It's like a 45-minute, 50-minute run time.
That's right.
Yep.
No matter what.
Before I say, I'm going to say what up, Dallas Cowboys Chris, who's in the chat.
What up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
You know what? Let's get Chris on a Sunday episode.
We got to. Next Sunday, Chris, you want in? Just say, type F in the chat. I always see that on
Chris
Reddit.
Says, I made the intro crack 'em.
So. Yes.
I also would love for Chris to join us in our big war room.
Oh, yes.
Pre-draft. If he's available.
Draft day, yes. Draft day.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have a lot of people floating in and out on the April 27th to April 30th draft live stream extravaganza. Yeah. So,
and then definitely. I also want to say a big shout out to Levi, who's been in the chat saying he's subscribed on all the electronics.
Dog.
Thanks, Levi.
Love it. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, Levi.
Send nudes to the DM.
Levi, I just said your name.
Hey, and I just want to say this too before we say we're going to keep doing this okay, so, for 40 minutes. One last thing. If you haven't liked and subscribed, we're really trying to push a 7K marker right now.
We're close.
We were just talking about it. So if you haven't liked and subscribed, please do that. Okay, Adam, the floor is yours.
My 10-year-old is at QB camp and wide receiver camp today. So you gotta make time.
Nice. He's playing Huck'em Chuck'em football to himself?
Yeah, because I was saying to the guys, family knows that on season, Sundays, any Cowboy game days, like if they play on Christmas Day, guess what? We're all wearing, we're there. So Cowboys take precedence during season, family takes precedence off season on Sundays. Fair. That's it.
Hey, we want Riker. It's Riker, right? Or is it Mav?
Riker. Thanks for doxing my family though, dog.
Well. Have we not said it before? Okay.
Kid two.
Docs. No. Well, if one of them keep, I'm pro this because if they keep playing well and get to the NFL, they could be a DiNucci status.
Oh, yeah.
Someday, and we're going down to watch them play for the Seattle Dragons. So
Sea Dragons. Sorry,
we got to do the Sea Dragons. We're going to go some Oregon Ducks.
Yep. Definitely.
Oh, Levi's a linebacker, and he says, let's get that 7K. So, Levi, tell all of your friends.
Appreciate it.
Well, let's give you a show worth subscribing for.
Yeah, fuck me. We're just talking about.
Yeah, well, you know, okay. These Sunday services are a little bit loose.
Yeah, let's break down this QB wide receiver camp ad. Who's out there on the field? No, I'm just kidding.
What's the matter, smartass? You don't know any fucking Shakespeare?
Okay, I went to John Wick 4 alone.
Okay, like it. Like this, I like where the story's going already.
Yeah. I go and sit in the back because that way I can vape and no one's going to complain. If I vape in the front, then my smoke can get up and people might say something. So right. I like to sit in the back. Well,
nosebleeds.
I'm nosebleeding.
Yeah, that's why we only go to nosebleeds in Cowboys games.
Yeah,
also,
yeah, exactly,
right?
exactly.
So AJ can vape in a shirt.
It's certainly not the extreme cost of moving anywhere. One seat closer goes up $1,000. But it's okay. We like to be right on the border there. The border of economic success. We're just on the other side looking over the fence. But I go to the movie, sit in the back so I can vape alone. John Wick 4 starts playing, and about 2 or 3 minutes in, so I'm like just getting in, eating my popcorn, drinking my soda, popping my M&Ms in my mouth all at once. Just
so are you still doing M&Ms and popcorn at the same time? So you take a
M&M almonds too.
Okay, sweet.
Made that upgrade. It. And this guy... I kind of only see him at the last minute, obviously, but he walks in and kind of drops this dude off in the row, and he comes and sits down, and then the other guy walks away. So I got this now dude sitting like uncomfortably close to me in an open
empty theater.
Fairly empty enough that he could have moved a row ahead and we would have had some space.
I hate that so much.
So I'm like, fucking dude. And this guy starts like tweaking and looking around and like and the guy doesn't come back. So I'm like at first thinking, oh, they're friends and he came and sat down to drop him off. Now I'm thinking, was this guy tweaking somewhere and this guy just came and dropped him off on this seat and now he went and sat back down. So now he gave me the problem. And the guy's kind of acting weird and he's making me stop focusing on the movie and I'm like missing kind of these key moments of the plot setting up and I'm getting pissed off and angry and I'm getting on the verge of being like, hey buddy, can you go sit in the seat and, like, ask him to move away from me, you're bugging, or like, and he's sitting forward too looking around so he's like in the vision of my screen. All these things are annoying me and pulling me out of the movie. Well, eventually the guy comes back and sits down and he's with a group of four people, so they were probably just arranging, but this guy
what was the attendance so far, like what how many people you think
are in there?
Yeah.
Well, say it's a 100 seats. I don't know how many seats are in a theater. 50 seats. There's like
10% were full.
15.
Okay.
20 people. Like enough that everyone's split out. And there's a lot of groups. Okay.
I just want to know capacity.
Yeah. It's if it was like full, then so be it.
When you said solo movie, I thought you were in the theater by yourself. And
no,
then one
no,
dude
no.
Came in. Sorry.
Okay. No. There are pockets of
people. No, but solo as in he had no one else to go to a movie with.
Yeah, went alone, like a loner. I don't tell anyone that.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Okay, sorry.
But people come, they come and sit down, and this guy calms down finally. And so obviously the scenario was that I decipher, as I'm now paying attention to trying to decipher what's in front of me with the scenario, the dude is with his buddy and probably a third friend who has a girlfriend, and she brought a friend. So the sketchy dude who came and sat down wanted to, no, he wanted to sit by the girl. And so he was looking around trying to be like, am I in the seat that's going to give me the best opportunity that she has to come sit by? Like, he was very smart on his, and I'm making this up right now. I don't know if that's true. But long story short, as in true AJ fashion, what does this mean for Cowboys Nation? They need to stay focused on the prize. They can't miss the plot points in the movie. They need to stay focused on what they're going to deliver, and that includes our Twitter conversation. You made a post about Bijan.
I did. So I, before I get into that, I'm saying that it was immoral to you. You were kind of letting the outside noise drown you a little bit when you need to be paying attention to the goddamn movie, Alex.
What's the goal?
What's the goal? The goal is you went to a movie to watch a movie, and you worried about some guy that you thought was on methamphetamine.
Yes.
He was just waiting to get a chick beside him.
He's just waiting to get a little bit of a stink finger.
Yeah, so, no, but jumping into... through the popcorn?
Yeah.
So the...
His wiener sticking.
Hey, you want some popcorn? So, extra butter. So I made a post yesterday on the Twitter. I don't know if you're able to get that up. And it was about us possibly having the chance to draft Bijan Robinson at 26. Which to me, I'll give some backstory into my thoughts. So I wrote, running back in the first round is bad value. I had that in quotations. If, and it's a big if, Bijan is available at 26, it's a home run, no-brainer pick. Top five talent in the draft and will instantly make the team that drafts him better. That's all I wrote. I didn't even say that the Cowboys need to take him. I said it's a no-brainer pick. And let's just go, let's just say this. The Twitter sphere... is not digging running back at 26.
That is true.
So, and I get the whole running back at 26. The value of running backs is dropping, but everyone preaches this best player available, and everyone also preaches best player available at position. Is running back not a position of need right now? We have Tony Pollard, who's our starting running back, coming off a broken leg, who's on a franchise tag. So he's not even guaranteed going to be a Dallas Cowboy in 2024. Yeah. And then we signed Rojo to a one-year deal. So do we have our long-term starter at running back right now? No. So why isn't running back a position of need going into the draft? And two, if Bijan falls to 26, he is 100% the best player available. There's no arguing that. If Bijan is there at 26, he is better than anyone else physically and at his position than anyone else that will be available on the board. So that I've been kind of away from Twitter. I haven't been much on Twitter lately.
Yeah.
I did trim some fat on Twitter. I got rid of some accounts that weren't following us back. So you better follow us. And I've been commenting and posting. I was one of those guys that never thought I'd be active on Twitter. And I've kind of noticed myself.
It's a fun platform because of the quickness of interacting.
Back. The one thing I will say about the guys I was discussing this with, I'm not going to say arguing, discussing. Mm-hmm. They brought facts and they brought decent arguments. They never resorted to name calling or saying you're stupid. You run a Cowboys podcast in Canada and think you know everything. They were very informed and they had a lot of great points. But I still believe in my heart of all hearts that Bijan Robinson at 26 is a home run pick.
If he makes it there, I think we agree in this room, and I see people saying online as well, like 15th is probably where he's going to be going max.
I can't see him getting out of the top 15, to be honest.
He and that just goes to show you the importance of a running back like that. Like, you've said it before, I would take Zeke 2.0 today if that's who Bijan is.
At 26.
Yes, that's exactly. But that's 4 years. Like, we're looking at 4 years.
Five, because you'll have a fifth round option.
Sure, sure. But that really doesn't matter because we're not looking for that player. I mean, in the first round, we're not looking for that player who's going to play who's going to be there in 3 years at his top play. We need someone who's coming in now.
Hitting
the ground running. Running back's very important because I think all the tight end as well. On our last mock draft, we drafted
a tight end. That is not liked that way.
It wasn't liked either.
That was not liked on the Instagram world when we posted that.
And if we come up to, and if it won't happen, but Mayer is there or Kincaid and Bijan, I would say go with the running back. I just feel like I agree. It's a position that gives you about five years with the player, so it's not as great as say. Guard or O-lineman, which we could also need.
So, and that was, sorry, that we, was, that yeah. is the argument.
Which I think is, I would be happy with that too, because we're also high on, what's his name, McBride?
Dwayne McBride. Yeah,
Dwayne McBride.
Which you could get later. There's dude.
But there are
later,
dudes later, and
there's
the,
dudes
the
later
third,
on.
And
there
and
is dudes later.
What
on.
Other running back would you take at 26? Because Ultra Cowboy saying
Gibbs, maybe.
Gibbs. There at 26.
Maybe Gibbs, but I still think that's a little. You know what? I still probably wouldn't even be mad about that if the Cowboys. People are getting in their head that. That running back's not a need right now, and it's devalued. It is, though.
Yes.
It is. And then someone, and this is just on the top of my head, one of the guys was like, name in the 10 in the last decade any Super Bowl team that had won without a star running back or a running back in the first. So I did. I went back and I looked at every Super Bowl winning team in the last 10 years because I need some ammo to battle these bitches. Well, in 2013, when the Seattle Seahawks won, they had Marshawn Lynch, who was drafted in the top 15, not by the Seahawks, but he was still a first-round top 20 pick.
Yeah.
Then there was also Leonard Fournette, who played for the Buccaneers the year that they won the Super Bowl, who was also a fourth overall pick in the first round, but not by the team that won, he won the Super Bowl with. He was drafted by the Jaguars. So those were the only two running backs that were in the last decade were taken in the first round on Super Bowl winning teams. But I'd say out of the six of the 10 teams minus the two had Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes as their Super Bowl winning quarterback. So that I almost take that as like,
it's hard
to use that as an argument when obviously the key to success to win a Super Bowl is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Duh.
Yeah.
But to use a good running back isn't a reason because they haven't been in the last 10 years. Every year, it's not a top 20 pick in the first round. I don't think that's a good enough argument to not take a guy that's overall fifth, should be like a fifth overall pick, but running backs are devalued so much. Sorry, that was a lot of word vomit.
No, what's interesting is we're doing well compared to last year. Anyways, we've really upped our pre-draft game. I love to just sit at home and do mock drafts. So I'm becoming more familiar with players' names and what's becoming. Now, this, of course, once the actual draft happens, all these things could fly out the window. If people start going on a run on guards, that guard that we keep seeing in the second round of Avilia,
I think we got him first, actually, in one of our drafts.
Right.
Or did we trade back? We took him as the Cowboys' first pick one time, yeah.
There is also
Watch Pit.
There's a couple guys in there who, like, it's really all going to come down to the highest potential of affecting the team now and whatever the equation would be to compare with the need of that position. I did see a good argument online that our O-line is, they were looking at it under the lens of, like, the weaknesses. And you could equally look at the strengths and be like, okay, these are things. But they make some really good points with Smith, Tyrone not playing consistently for the last three seasons.
He's missed games in every season.
A lot of games. So he's not – we really have to look –
You can't bank on him as being there the whole year.
Right,
pretty much.
But then – Tyler Smith can easily, and we saw that last year, he can play that position. So it's guard, in my opinion. Only thing I didn't agree with what I'm hearing online is that our center is average.
I thought he had a good season.
I think he's a little bit above average. But again, he might be because he's got Zach Martin to his right.
Right.
So that helps a lot.
One thing I'll say about the whole offensive line thing, if the Cowboys go and draft an offensive lineman in the first, I'm not even questioning it. These guys have knocked out first round offensive lineman out of the park and for the last 15 years. So if they take a guy that we haven't really looked at much, I'm just giving them the benefit of the doubt that, I mean, they've knocked it out of the park. Zach Martin, Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick, Tyler Smith, like these guys have drafted four phenomenal talents in the last 10 years or 12 years or 13 years, whatever it is. So if they decide to go offensive line in the first, I'm going to accept it and not bitch.
Yeah.
We have a nice little offensive line going on in the chat. Levi's about to take off. Thanks, Levi.
Thanks,
for
Levi.
Showing up.
Appreciate it, brother.
So our boy, Ultra Cowboy, who's now back using his
Ultra Cowboy. With an exclamation.
I like it.
Him and EJ Savage. Oh, he's been coming in as a couple different names every now and then. But EJ and him are both going back about Steve Avilia.
Yep.
So Ultra Cowboy says, Cowboys will draft one of these three at 26. Gibbs, Avila, or Kincaid. Okay. The 26th pick is basically a second round graded player. If I had to bet money, I would put money on Steve Avila being the player drafted 26. EJ says Avila is getting pushed up boards because of his center and guard flex.
So he's easy. Yeah, he's a switchblade.
And then I like
then,
that.
Yeah, and then Ultra Huge. Says Steve Avila is dominant in pass protection, probably the best O-line in pass protection.
So, I mean, that'd be a good pick. And a lot of people are getting, and possibly he's not there. But if he is, like I said, if we get to the point and the Cowboys draft an offensive lineman, no matter who it is, I'm just going to take it as these guys have done their due diligence. They obviously have a very good system of rating offensive linemen, and you just got to trust the system at that point.
Yeah.
Couple people in the TikTok chat are saying that there's no way we don't take a lineman and they don't pan out.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. I completely agree.
Yeah. Look, the for me, I know statistically.
No, I want it to be for me. Go ahead. I'm just trying to do a wordplay. Guess I totally threw him off his game.
No. I love that prior ad said he tries not to cut you off.
And now I'm fucking doing it today.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Party
till I die. Woo! Oh, hi. I'm fake Jerry Jones. Whenever I'm relaxing in my office, I like to listen to the sweet serenade of my favorite Hawaiian tunes while I check out the latest Cowboys Can Fan podcast. This one has been a gooder. Anyways, these boys need to pay some bills, so hang on while we get through some ads.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Well, now that those ads are finally over, we can get back to the podcast, and I can get back to salting my McMuffins. How about them Cowboys?
Okay, what we were talking about, O-linemen. Oh, yeah. For me, the first, second, and third, I know there is a large drop-off in the potential of those second and third rounds. Like, first round is whatever the percentage might be, 30% that they become an NFL star or something like that, right? Or play for X amount of years on the NFL. And the drop-off's pretty radical.
It's pretty steep.
However, that's an entire NFL look, and you got to kind of put you got to weigh that with how good your front office is, and it might just be specific to a position as well. As you said, front office does very well with picking linemen, so if they're doing that in the second and third round, I would say there's a higher chance with the person that with the players that they pick, at least on that offensive
line
position.
They're using the same metric.
Same metric, and so I'm confident. I like these first three round picks. First three round picks for the Cowboys, I believe, all have a higher than normal chance of actually being a quality starter.
Striking gold on like a line on offensive linemen.
Historically, and it's been more recent biased, but I believe the Cowboys have picked very well in the first, second, or third. Now, of course, not with
Tolbert. They got Tolbert. They got so their last two drafts, high round picks that have kind of not panned out. And I'm going to give Tolbert. I'm going to say this.
He gets a year.
He gets another year. He gets another chance.
Because who knows if Kellen Moore just like gave up on him,
right?
And so that could be.
This is the thing, though. As Tolbert, if you can't come into this offense as like a fourth-rated WR4 and get yourself open when you have guys like CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, and Brandon Cooks in front of you taking some of the heat away from, like, no one's game planning for Jalen Tolbert. It's just not happening. No. So he's going to have favorable matchups. If he can't find soft spots in zones or beat his man one-on-one when he's playing against the third best or fourth best cornerbacks, this is kind of this best situation right now. If he doesn't do it this year, it's probably safe to say we're going to move on from him.
I think so. But let's say this is a really good opportunity because obviously Cooks is going to move into that two position. Well, we were looking at his snaps and he plays wide on the.
He plays outside.
Outside quite often, which is perfect for the combination that we have with.
It's amazing.
CD playing slot mostly. So he's got a position where the defense, no matter if, even if they have three killers on cornerback, they can't leave either one of our three wide receivers open or give him any cushion.
Yep.
Because Gallup on another team is a number two.
Yep.
Well, presumably, let's
close,
see how he comes.
Close to see how he
he's
comes
gotta
back.
He's got to have a bounce back season here. He's
so that's the thing. And that's that obviously plays into account for Tolbert. Obviously, you need the other guys to carry their weight. And if Gallup is back to the Gallup we're used to seeing, then Tolbert has no excuse this season. And this is his last chance. So that was last year's kind of flub in the I'll say top four picks because that's what we'll say are should be guys that contribute.
Yeah.
And then the year prior, obviously 2021, the Micah Parsons draft in the second round, we took Calvin Bossman Joseph, who has not panned out. He's had very unforgettable 2 years to his NFL career. And I think he's basically, depending what they do in the draft, Calvin Joseph could be a camp cut. There's a very real possibility that Calvin Joseph, depending what we do through the draft, does not make this final roster.
Yeah. Well, look, Calvin Joseph, big disappointment. I remember I was in Dylandia on my way to some sort of like, it was 6 a.m. and that news broke where I was.
When they drafted him?
No.
Or no, the shooting thing.
The shooting, yeah. And we were like, because we were pretty stoked on him after the first season. We liked his online presence. He was a rapper.
You were hoping he took that leap.
We were hoping he was going to take that leap.
Kind of the same feeling as how we feel about Tolbert right now. We felt like this about Bossman Fat going into last year.
But then he did that to himself. I don't know how much that whole thing had an effect on his actual season, him playing, because it didn't affect him legally. Like,
no.
When it came out, I was like, oh, fuck, we're fucked.
He's done. He's going to jail for sure. And he was with people that were shot and killed someone. He's going to jail.
Yeah.
And how I felt.
You know, luckily, whatever. I mean, I shouldn't say luckily because someone died there, unfortunately. But from a Cowboys perspective, he played through the season, and it looks like that's the end of it. I haven't followed up on that case to really know how that ended.
Yep.
So maybe it'll come to bite him. At the end of the day, it wouldn't have mattered because his play was just subpar.
Very subpar.
Yeah.
I have a, can we see the 2020? I want to see our third round pick in 2020, please.
2020.
Yeah, and get that up on the board here. Actually,
Ultra says Bland erased the boss man fact.
Yep.
Yeah.
So 2019, we had Connor McGovern who just
left. Boss man mistake.
Okay,
look at 2020's draft.
This is 2020's draft is rough. We're so lucky.
No, 2020 is great.
Oh, sorry. 2020 was the good one. Yeah. CeeDee Lamb, Trevon Diggs, and Biadasz. Great picks. And then Danucci down there.
Yeah.
But so our third round picks have been an issue here. So 2019, McGovern, who left in free agency. 2020, Canadian boy Neville Gallimore, who has shown glimpse, hasn't done much as of late. Go up to 2021, where we had
Tony Pollard was a third round in 2019.
Fourth. He was fourth. And then 2021, scroll down, show ad.
Oh, where?
2019, Tony Pollard, fourth round.
Fourth round.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, this is round. That's their pick. But
hey, right.
They didn't have a first. Who did they give up the first round pick in 2019 for?
Amari Cooper trade in 2018. Yikes. So go back up. So Neville Gallimore in 2020, and then go to 2021. We had three picks: Osa, Chauncey Golston, and Nashawn Wright. So Osa's panned out a little bit, but Nashawn Wright, Chauncey Golston are still kind of iffy. And then
he's got that wingspan.
And then 2022, we took Jalen Tolbert. So the third round has been a little bit of an issue for us in the last 5 years.
Yeah, but then let's look at fourth round right after, okay?
Fourth rounds have been they've been good.
Jake Ferguson, these ones are 2021 not so good with Jabril Cox and Josh Ball, yet they're still on the team.
Still on the team.
Got to say something about that. Then Reggie Robinson. Who the fuck
He's
is
gone.
Reggie Robinson?
Long gone. But Biadasz also.
Biadasz in 2020, and then 2019 was Tony Pollard.
So not bad. Fourth round's pulled a little bit of the weight.
Fourth round, you might even argue, has been better.
It has been. I think it honestly has. So the third round this year, we're picking at 90. There's going to be some good players still available at 90. And again, it's going to go to what they need more than I don't know. I can't wait because, like you said, this is the year that we've actually been paying attention quite a bit. Like the first year we were doing this, I don't even think we did any really pre-draft stuff realistically.
But this is the evolution of the CanFan podcast here, baby. Hey, did we look at this already? The Oh, no, Matt Vink sent this to us. The Daniel, yeah. Daniel Jeremiah's draft. Did you want to just have a look at what he said for Cowboys? I thought it was kind of interesting. Obviously, four quarterbacks in the first five picks is kind of what we're seeing on everyone's draft board.
They're definitely it's definitely a quarterback-heavy draft, which is awesome.
Yeah.
If you're not looking for a quarterback-heavy draft is one of the best things, especially if you're picking in the top 10. A quarterback draft like this, like people with the top 10 pick that don't need a quarterback, like the Bears and the Eagles, these guys are laughing.
I'm always keeping an eye on what the Eagles are doing because we got to look forward to that. Like, not look forward in a positive way, but we got to look forward in time to be like, because that's our competition the division. We can beat, what did the Giants do? They just re-signed
Daniel Jones.
They said, we're going to just stay on this line.
Yep.
So, okay, that's great. We can beat the Giants. We know that. Washington,
beat the Commanders.
Should be able to beat the Commanders. So the Eagles, obviously, are the
to be the first team to repeat the NFC East champion in the last fucking 15 years.
With or without Zeke?
I hope without.
Okay, so Bijan in this draft got took. Number 14 by the Patriots. I think that's possible.
I think that's fair. I think he's going top 15.
I don't see. I mean, I don't know what the New England Patriots need, but I can see them drafting him because of his, like, he would just
very un-Belichick like. But maybe this is the time that they're like, okay, we're gonna have to help our quarterback out here a little bit.
Okay, so let me
Kincaid. Yeah, Will Levis. Yeah,
blah blah blah. Going, Will blah, Levis blah. Being this far down, I don't
very
believe.
Surprising. Yeah, I don't see that happening. That. Wow, the Seahawks get Jordan Addison. So and then Hooker come. At 23.
Yep.
Deonte Banks, another good pick.
So they got us with Mazi Smith.
Yeah. So I was talking with EJ Savage. Shout out EJ Savage on Twitter.
He's in the chat.
Earlier today. And this is the only guy that's getting mocked out to the Cowboys that he does not like.
What does he like about him?
He doesn't like the fact. Here, I'll pull it up.
And
right
Ultra saying Belichick will not draft.
I kind of agree with that.
As I was saying it, I was like, yeah.
Okay, so these are the 3 points EJ Savage gave why he doesn't think Mazi Smith is a good pick at one. One, it's weird because a lot of people are comparing him to a guy like Dexter Lawrence, who came into the league as a run, I think he maybe meant DeMarcus Lawrence, who came into the league as a run stuffer and then developed his pass rush ability, but even he had 10 career sacks. Mazi's is 0.5 career sacks. 0.5.
Yeah.
In college. Two, don't get me wrong, I like Mazi, and I definitely could be wrong about him because he does have the athletic profile that can allow him to get pressure and sacks, but I didn't see it enough on tape for me to draft him at round one. And point three, at 26, I feel like you'll have at least 3 to 4 other players with the round one grade because other teams will reach for a need and just don't like the mock on him at 26.
No, he meant Dexter Lawrence for the
Giants.
Oh, he
did? Okay. So, Dexter Lawrence. Okay.
Yeah, well, I meant Dexter,
so
the TV show.
I mean, 0.5, 0.5 career sacks is...
I don't like that because it's
pretty low, man.
Well, I mean, four through a career, it's like, okay.
You can battle through.
You've been through, but like 0.5, yeah. Like
just
what
your
the
athletic
fuck?
Ability alone, for crack them if you got them, son.
Well, Ultra saying that Cowboys did a lot of background work on Mazi at the Combine.
Which, he's a big body dude. Let's get him up on Draft Buzz.
Bring him up on Draft Buzz.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, we gotta get some Draft Buzz.
The other thing, EJ's saying there's talks of Hooker to the Vikings in the first. If that happens, I really like the Cowboys' chances at getting a first-round graded player at 26.
Yep.
Ultra then says, if Jalen Carter falls to 12, I give up my 26, 58, 20,
oh, wow.
24 fourth-rounder to move up.
Wow.
What did he say? If
Jalen Carter goes at number 12, which I think
he
that's
was
what he
any,
was on. He
before
was on.
The news broke about the... The accident that killed his buddy, he was pretty much guaranteed being the number one pick. So, I mean, if he does fall that, a lot of people will be rocking him out to Seattle right now. But anyways, back to Mazi Smith here, 6'3", 323.
Oh, you got him up? Sorry.
Ultra Cowboy, that's a wild trade, man.
Cowboys used one of their formal interviews on Tyree Wilson.
Yep.
Okay, Mazi Smith. Okay.
We checked him out before.
I remember this face.
And I'm pretty sure we went away from him because we ended up looking at his sack numbers. I'm almost positive
yes,
that's the reason
you're
that
right.
happened.
Let's ask next week when we get Dallas Cowboys Chris. Let's ask him because he's a Michigan boy.
Yes. I feel like Cowboys Chris is going to have a very, very, well, maybe a little bit jaded. I guess it wouldn't be jaded. It'd probably be more biased because he is a Wolverine fan.
Wolverine.
This is what I... There are some stronger DLs, I believe. You know, that's a good size, though.
I'm surprised
pull
you don't
me
like
off
him.
For a sec so I can pull up the
Yeah, but look at his stats, though. Like, he only had 0.5 sacks, man. You need to get a little bit of pressure from that middle of the field.
I'm just pulling up the defensive interiors because I
Massey
would
did 36
would,
bench presses.
That's pretty good. The guy's a fucking animal.
I would all. That's fucking pretty good. I would also be very happy with a defensive interior.
Cansey's fallen a couple times in a couple mocks I've done.
Cansey has not.
Reese has.
Reese, and then there's this. Then Mazi Smith. Okay, I see. But remember, Eko we liked.
He did 34 bench reps.
And Moro Ojomo. I think Moro Ojomo and Kobe Turner.
They fall.
They seem to be around that third round, I believe, is where they're showing up on PFF. So if that's the case, I would be really happy with them. If they missed out on any of these top three dudes, well, obviously Carter's going to be gone. But in Cansey or Breesy or Bressy. I don't know. Is he kind of a half Bessie?
Easy Breesy.
Yeah, he kind of looks like he could be a Bessie a little bit. The only thing I used to hate defensive tackle in the first round, but because it's such a big need in my opinion for the Cowboys, this is like the one year that I'd be like, all right, this is the time. If one of these top 20 guys falls, take him.
Yeah, we got to balance the certainty because I think we're looking at the.
After, toss me one.
I'll toss you one right now.
Toss me one,
toss
son.
Toss me one, son.
Oh, hang on.
Hit up high. We've been out.
Fire that fucking pig skin.
Right over the defender's hand, one-handed totally, catch and tiptoes.
I thought I had time to soundbite it.
That's
switch.
Okay, as long as you got the soundbite.
Yeah, we need...
Crack me if you got it,
son. I don't know any fucking Shakespeare.
We need to get a position that has the highest floor... even if this, so for example, there might be a player there who were like, man, if this guy could develop into a phenom in the NFL, there's a lot of things that look positive, but there are some obvious weaknesses. Well, in the first round, I'd rather get that more solid player, even if there is that chance of a player who has that like elite position status. They'll be the top three player.
Yep.
You know, a Justin Jefferson who just like
fell
and then emerged as now is he probably the best wide receiver or second? I mean, arguably people
one, two. You could take him or Devontae Adams, like, and I don't think anyone would argue with either.
Sure. Yeah. He's certainly up there as like an S ranked player. S for any of those
S Club 7.
Well, you know the JRPG fans. That stands for Japanese role playing games. S is the highest tier above A.
Okay, so, really?
JRPG fan? Huh? And I never played Final Fantasy or any of that bullshit.
But that's Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Final Fantasy. But getting a player who's going to have that highest potential of certainty of being dominant. That's who we got to go. That's who. We have to pick four.
Yeah.
Then as the draft goes on, second round, now I think you can start pushing the chance for that opportunity more. Like, okay, this player runs a 4.2.
Yep.
Okay, so can we do something with that?
Yeah, you go athletic ability. All I know is come April 27th, I feel like we're going to be emotionally charged with the pick. Like, I feel like the amount we've talked about it. Yep. Last year, we did talk quite a bit about it, but I feel like this year, we have a better understanding of more players. Like, we have an overall wider...
I don't even think we did a mock draft.
Yeah, we did one.
On the live?
We're like true.
Yeah, we did one.
We're true.
You've already been wrong. I'll pull it up right now, son.
What?
No. That we did one mock draft live last year. Yeah, because I've looked back at the picks. We took Brian Robinson in like the fifth round. I was like, oh, the Commanders got him way earlier than that. He's really good. I've literally watched it, so I know.
Maybe it just wasn't memorable for
me. Hey, you're wrong, son.
You're saying we didn't do one?
We did do one. We did one. Here, you guys talk. No, AJ, bring up a point.
I'm going to go delete it right now.
No, I
believe. Hey, sweetie, I believe you.
I do. I think it's going
to
be.
You don't need to prove it. I believe you. You're wasting time.
We've been acting. Maybe this is wrong because I don't actually know what the term reporters mean, but I'm going to use it anyways. But we've been very reporter in that we are not doing any of the research firsthand, but we're like soaking up all this secondhand and thirdhand
research.
Yes.
Making opinions based off.
The difference this year over last year is that we have people who have been doing the research to come on, talk through it. In turn, it makes us excited about it. And then looking at these stats that we're seeing here, like, that's part of the research that you're doing.
True. And I will say, though, that I've not watched a lot of footage or college highlights, but I've watched more than I have this year on players than I have previously. And I know, Ant, as well, you've been doing a lot of...
Yeah, I've been watching quite a bit. Way more than...
The problem with it is, like, I'm impressed by everything. So I don't... Yeah. Like, when a guy... I'm like, okay, so this player looks just as good as this other dude. Like, I don't see the... not able to see the intricacies of what makes a player an NFL player or just a really good college player.
I'm too into the buzz. I want the hot topic people.
Yeah. Your radio DJ drafting.
Oh, yeah. I'm 100%. I'm like...
Hey, what's the hot buzz? Who's coming down in Cowboy Nation?
Hey, Cowboy Nation, who are taking to the top five? Cowboys trade a second, third, fourth, fifth round for the number one pick.
I mean, I wouldn't hate, to be honest, if we moved up for someone that we really liked.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I just, like, I want something exciting to happen, right?
So here's my...
Yeah, like, Tyler Smith wasn't exciting last year. I happy about it at the end of season?
Yeah,
yes.
But we would have, if we had the same effort or if we gave ourselves the same ability that we have done this year to understand the players more, we might have talked about Tyler Smith more.
Dallas Cowboys mock draft 3.0. So we actually did three.
Oh, shit.
11
dude.
Months ago. And let me just say something. I would never go through anything to prove someone else wrong, but because Adam's my brother, I had to do it.
Oh, you muted him.
Oh, would you look at that?
Am I back? I'm back.
Is he down?
We got a Niner gang fan in the TikTok. Just want to say, way to lose in the playoffs.
He said that to us?
No. I'm saying that to them.
Oh, yeah. It's back-to-back NFC Championship game losses. Losers.
Lose.
Bang, bang, Niner
gang. And I mean, he might be a nice person. It might not be like most of the fan base that I've interacted with, but any time I can get a shot at one of them, I will.
Yeah.
One other thing I do want to chat about before we wrap anything up is what about...
Give me one more.
What's the needs here that we can do in free agency? Is there anything else that we potentially want to see?
Utah.
Hankins.
Give me two.
Hankins still hasn't signed.
Yeah, Hankins, and there was that Landry Hat article. I didn't actually read it, but it was saying the Cowboys fans hoping to draft Hankins will be disappointed with this news.
So let's see what they're saying.
So let's read through this, because we've been talking big about Hankins, and if we don't re-sign him, well, now that makes your first round
more of a need there.
Yeah, crack him if you got him, son.
Yeah, which I do hope they sign him, because even on a 1 year, he just will solidify that position enough that now what I don't want is like five heavy needs in the first round.
Yeah.
I'd rather have three. And now, you know, it makes the decision-making process a little bit more easier.
Well, they couldn't have said this better here at the Landry Hat and Jerry Trotta here. Bringing back Jonathan Hankins would really put a bow on free agency. At that point, the Cowboys could wait until the draft and post-draft free agency frenzy to fill their remaining roster holes, which is true. You get Hankins back in the building, that kind of puts defensive interior kind of... It definitely, if you put Hankins into the mix, I think defensive interior can fall back. I don't think it's a first round need without him. Yeah, it's definitely you could argue taking a defensive interior with a 26th pick.
Look, if I wouldn't be upset about that, even if they did have Hankins, but it would have to be like the scenario where, wow, this guy should have gone at 15,
10 picks ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the need being high on DI after that. Again, second, third, whatever round, that there's a player available who can come in and we think that this is our a player who will be the future.
Yep.
Then I would make a move in that position still.
Yep.
But the need drops pretty drastically because we've seen what the Cowboys can do when they actually put the pedal to the metal in free agency and start making deals. And guess what? They didn't really spend a fucking dime.
They have the money to sign Hankins. They 100% have the money to sign Hankins.
So what's to say that next year they can't continue to recreate this type of splash? They won't need to go big, and we do have some concerns moving into our own players who be,
that's
going to
be
hitting the free agent
market. That's going to be the Rubik's Cube.
Diggs and Lamb.
Parsons coming up.
Parsons the year after.
Like, definitely you're thinking that. So maybe they're thinking right now, do we just save some money? This might sound like a dumb question, but I'm pretty sure that money, if you don't use like this year, it rolls into next year. Like if we have $13 million in cap space.
No. I don't think
it does. It's probably like it's corporate America where if you don't use it within that year, it doesn't roll over.
But there's teams that end up at the start of the year being like $80 million under. I guess that's just the players on the books are $80 million under.
Exactly. But the cap will
It's not like you have X amount of cap space, 256, you didn't spend 13. That's not how I meant it. But when I said roll back, like I don't think that if it's 200 and however many million dollars that the cap is and you didn't use 13 the last year, you don't now have 263. Like it doesn't do that. But I guess if you don't sign a player, like if you don't spend $13 million on a player's contract this year, that also goes into next year, you're going to have free up space for the following year. That's kind of how I explained it dumb.
Stupid. But the other thing is like you can plan another. At the rate that the NFL cap is increasing, you can plan for another $20 million.
That's funny.
In cap space each year.
I never thought of it that way. You're right.
So like it's
bookend them. That 2 years ago, a quarterback that like Patrick Mahomes that everyone's like, holy fuck, $50 million a year or whatever.
In 3 years.
Now it's like genius, right? Yeah. Well, it was genius anyways. You're going to pay Patrick Mahomes that no matter what. He's won you two Super Bowls.
You're goddamn right you're going to pay me.
Froggy or whatever, or Kermit?
No.
Froggy.
No, he's Kenny Powers.
Yeah.
Fucking Kenny
had
Powers.
Had Spoon Man from Audio Slave.
Before we wrap up, let's go around the room.
Yeah, because this has to be last topic. Ad's got a hard cut at what?
Well, I got a hard out in 8 minutes.
Eight minutes?
Well, we could do less than that, but that's fine. 8 minutes.
Okay. Round the room here.
Round the room. What are your top three needs? Just doesn't have to be by round. Just like the top three needs for the Cowboys. How would you like to see them draft the position? And let's say Deshaun's there for running back.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be running back first round, right? Like.
No, you can.
For me, running back
needs,
is
our needs.
Yeah, running back going in. I'm going to say first three rounds.
Yep.
Leave that open-ended. In the first three rounds, I do believe that the Cowboys have to target a running back. They have to, whether it be in the first, second, or third. Yep. The Cowboys have to take a running back in those spots. A running back is still an integral part. So as I was looking at the last 10 teams that have drafted running backs, and if any of them were first rounds, I would say 75% of the teams that drafted their running backs in the second or third rounds. So it still puts value on the position. People that say there's no value in the position, yes, there still is. You still need to draft a running back, a good player in the NFL. It's not like, okay, sixth round, let's just take some bum.
Yeah,
right?
there's no value if you're just looking for a competent NFL running back. You're right. That's pretty deep. But if you're looking for the game-changing running back that can fucking take the top, like I'm not saying that this is what the Cowboys are looking for, but the way that Henry can change a game,
right?
That's
second round pick.
Absolutely worth, like, you can 100%. Control a game with a player like that.
Like, he's not a good, and using Henry and saying, well, he hasn't won a Super Bowl, why would you draft him? He's not the reason that they haven't won a Super Bowl. They don't have a quarterback good enough, right? But I think running back's definitely a need, whether it be the top three positions. Depending if we can sign a guy like Hankins, I would say defensive interior is a very big need. We've preached that pretty hard here that our biggest weakness on the Cowboys in 2022 was the middle of our defensive scheme. And then the third position, man, you could really go so many ways. But just talking to a lot of fans and you guys even today, I'm going to say offensive line, any position on the offensive line, which is a very broad spectrum, right? You got center, guard, tackle. That's kind of three positions. But I'm going to say running back, defensive interior, and O-linemen are three spots I would really like to upgrade in the first three rounds.
Running back, tight end, O-line, and in no particular order.
Yep.
Running back, tight end,
BPA at any given time.
Okay, and I do like both of those.
Possibly, I'd even say quarterback, but I'd say...
In top three, though?
Well, I mean, I don't want a fucking schlub of a quarterback, so...
Okay.
Hmm.
Dak Prescott, 4th-round pick.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, 6th-round pick.
Yep.
I have
you
to.
You can't put Dak and Tom in the same.
I'm sorry. That was bad.
Like, what are you doing?
I think we
could be a Dak apologist for a certain degree, but like that you cannot say.
No. But I'm still. I was just saying that they were both. They're both good quarterbacks that were drafted out of the third, out of the top three.
And then after you go, after you say yours, I got one thing to finally close it out for a chat question.
Okay. We'll go. I think our consensus is running back.
Yep.
Then I would also go.
And let me just again, before you say that, we're saying running back in the first three rounds. That's like.
Yeah.
Everyone gets so butthurt. Oh, you can't take a. I'm feeling like Adam Sandler. You can't take running back in the first overall pick.
I'll give you four names that could fall in each one of those rounds, okay?
Shut up!
Not saying that will line perfectly for the Cowboys, but they will be in these lines. Obviously, Bijan, Gibbs. Charbonnet. And McBride.
Yeah, definitely.
So any one of those four, I think, will add the element that we're looking for at running back.
The crazy thing, AJ, there's probably...
Roshon Johnson is another name who's
Spears, Miller. There's probably four other guys that you could add to that list. Like, running back, There is availability in the top three. But who else you got? You got running back?
O-line, I think, is also... But I'm looking more for the guard-center hybrid...
you're not thinking tackle. You're thinking interior.
Because I think Smith is going to flow out. But I wouldn't be mad if... I don't think it's smart to draft a tackle-specific player.
Right.
Tackle guard hybrid would be the best.
Yeah.
And then finally, linebacker.
I'm going a little off
because we haven't talked about it or focused on it, but...
Because Bobby Wagner just got signed back to the Seahawks.
The Seahawks.
But this is the reason because we talk about there are a lot of small linebackers, but they're dropping and dropping. And if you can find the linebacker who's like, okay, fine, we're going to play him more as a pure pass sideline to sideline type of linebacker rather than have him go up against big bodies. And you know, still 6'1", 230, you're still a big boy. If you're strong, you can pack a punch. But I'm into that idea too.
I don't hate linebacker, to be honest, Alex.
But I think
I just hate Alex.
You keep them more out on the kind of receiver guarding side of the linebacker rather than the
run stuffing or
trying to get a sack and
right, kind of a weak side linebacker instead of a middle linebacker.
I think so. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, to close it out, we got 3 minutes here, so it's just a quick lightning round question. This comes from Levi in the chat. Who's y'all favorite player? EJ says, favorite player for me is Dak. Great man outside of the football, takes his job serious, isn't on social media, and constantly gets hate, yet still deals with it all. Ultra Cowboy says Drew Sanders is his favorite. So I want to know.
Is this all time or is this current?
Who's your favorite player?
Of all time or current?
He just says, who's your favorite player?
I'm going to say current.
Let's go current.
I got to go with my guy, Micah. I mean, when Micah Parsons is on, I mean, that's such a cliche thing to say, but when he's on and you see him dominating, like there, you see clips and we got so accustomed to Micah being so good that in the divisional round, when he takes that right tackle with his right arm and basically just flips the guy. Yeah. This is a second year dude doing that, man. Like, he's only going to get better. He's still learning the position.
Do you love that tweet from him where he says first 2 years it was learning, this year.
That's what I mean.
This third year he's now going to be on a next level.
Totally. I love it. And honestly, he's to me right now, Micah's, and we always make fun of me for loving linebackers. He's a hybrid linebacker, obviously, but he's my guy right now. I really think he's a very, very, very good football player.
Yeah, great pick.
Who's yours?
You know, I can't pick two, can I?
No, that's such an Adam thing to do. Ad, we need one position. Well, running back. Okay, but
I'm going to have...
muted again.
No. There's another player that comes to mind. I'll throw him in at the end after.
Okay.
Just to wrap it up quick. But Donovan Wilson right now, man.
Yeah, Donovan.
I love the way that guy just comes in and fucking smokes people and just really stoked on him being signed for 3 years now. I believe his contract was...
Yeah, he's an attitude adjuster. He's one of those guys that those hits are just as good as a fucking touchdown or interception.
Yeah.
To rile up people, like him laying the boom, that's just as good.
Yeah. So I'm on the...
I like it. That's a good
Dono dub train.
I'm going to say Bessie Stick Together. I gotta go with Micah Parsons.
What? Yeah, that's a bullshit. Move.
Okay, so if
that's cliche.
Okay,
it is cliche, okay, okay, but okay, it's cliche. Okay, fair enough.
If he's
your favorite, he's your favorite.
If I cannot pick the same player, if we can't pick, so I gotta pick a different player, which doesn't.
But
this is just
Parsons
an odd rule.
Would be. But
Parsons is my first.
Just if to I get a third in.
If I can't, I'm just gonna do some hand stuff here. If I can't,
he's hand talking.
If I can't, then I gotta go to my boy Diggs.
Yeah, Diggs is exciting. I'd say Diggs is one of those guys. It's like a home run in baseball. Like when he gets an interception, it's pretty fucking
primarily. Don't fucking start throwing me out. Yeah, he hasn't even called us out yet. Primarily because year one we got the interception train.
Yep.
And year two he was a shut him down defense. So I can't wait to see a blendy. So I want to see half the amount of ints with the same amount of shutdowns from my boy.
Half
Trayvon
the amount
Diggs.
From last year, or half the amount from 2021.
Sorry,
yeah. So you only want him to have like two. I think he have four last year. Two,
not half the amount. Half the amount from year.
Didn't
one.
Didn't matter. He's playing
actually,
a different
a
game,
second,
baby.
Was half the amount.
You can't even call it year one. That was it. So year one of the CanFan podcast, but that
yeah,
wasn't his
sorry,
first
sorry.
Year.
Anyways, you know what I'm saying.
You know what I know. What you're
hey,
saying.
We all know what we're saying. Okay.
AJ, you had one more. I'd got two guys. You get your set. You had a set.
I didn't get two guys. I just picked a different guy.
It's sad, but it's probably, you know, I'll say it now. It's probably going to be his last year as a Cowboy, but Tony Pollard, TP20.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean.
Well, you guys got two. Okay.
Hey, yes, if we're hoping so much that we draft a high-quality running back in the first three rounds, then yeah, this will be his
last
year.
Can get it on the call-out.
Yeah, get the call-out. Get the call-out going. So I'm going to get my two. The bandwagon boys over there, fucking beautiful bastards over there, they had their two. Well, I'm just going to do this one for my second player.
Yeah.
Oh! CeeDee Lamb, baby! CeeDee Lamb is huge to this team. Hey, we will be back Wednesday night doing mock draft number 6, son! Oh! We got Tony Goat Romo, awesome YouTube content creator, Instagram content creator, TikTok. He's a Cowboys content creator. He will be on Wednesday live. Hey, man, we will be back 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
Let's go, Cowboys.
How about them boys?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.